The national restaurant chain Chick-fil-A has been in the news lately after the company's president and CEO reaffirmed that the company supports what he calls, quote, the biblical definition of the family unit. That's drawn the reactions you'd expect from backers and opponents of same-sex marriage. And then, a twist to the story, right here in New Hampshire. The franchise owner of the Chick-fil-A at the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua announced his restaurant would serve as a sponsor of the New Hampshire Pride Festival next week in Manchester, even as the national company was taking a very different position. There were hundreds of customers this afternoon at Chick-fil-A's Seoul, New Hampshire location, even as other parts of the mall food court were relatively quiet. We weren't able to get in, and we couldn't get the owner, Anthony Pacola, to talk with us. Chick-fil-A's public relations firm in Atlanta sent us a statement that reads in part, quote, "As an independent franchise operator, I am dedicated to supporting our local community in the best ways possible, and we give to a wide variety of causes in Nashua. The Chick-fil-A culture and service tradition in our restaurants is to treat every person with honor, dignity, and respect, regardless of their belief, race, creed, sexual orientation, or gender." The senior director of the New Hampshire Pride Fest, Ryan Manso, says this unusual partnership started when he and some of the Pride Fest organizers stopped by Chick-fil-A after what he calls an unsuccessful and frustrating day of community canvassing.
That's kind of like a joke, maybe even a little prank protest, going down to the Pheasant Lane Mall and just kind of stashing some of our flyers. We watched a manager type fellow go over and pick up all the flyers, and Anthony Pacola turned out to be the sole proprietor of this business and offered us lunch and met with his marketing director and us, and on the spot, he decided that he wanted to sponsor us.
Manso says Pacola has agreed to give away Chick-fil-A food at the fest rather than sell it as a show of good faith. Still, he says some Pride Fest supporters aren't convinced there's any room for the company at the festival.
The LGBTQ community is actually very upset with New Hampshire Pride for accepting their assistance. The LGBT community thinks that they're just evil and they're tricking us. After speaking with Anthony, I know personally, and I honestly think I can trust him, that this is not going to happen in the way that a lot of people think it's going to happen, that he is trying to establish peace between two opposing communities and bring about change.
The New Hampshire Pride Fest is scheduled for August 11th in Manchester. We'd love to get your thoughts on this issue. Post a comment at our website, nhpr.org.